The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
All right. All right. Bring them up. Bring them up. Yeah. Right, here we go.
Are we good? How are we good? How about the caller? Okay. How about the caller?
Hold on.
We're going to be talking to Sean Smith here, Mr. Showtime. Showtime. Sean Smith.
Make him up a little bit more.
Dirt racing extraordinaire.
Ooh, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Sean, are you there?
Yes, I hear you, Rob.
Hey, man. What's happening, buddy?
How you doing?
Good, man. Where you been racing?
Nowhere since we ran East Bay at the beginning of December.
Right.
Since then, we've just been regrouping, trying to get ready. We leave Wednesday morning to go to Golden Isles in Georgia.
Well, we got some good news for you, brother. You know, every year, Carnac.com gives away, drivers of the year.
Yes,
and,
sir.
This year, we're giving away an asphalt driver of the year, a dirt racing driver of the year, and a promoter driver of the year. And we thought that we'd call and get your opinion on who the promoter of the year should be.
Oh, without a doubt, it would have to be Ken Kenny.
Nah, I'm just kidding. That's not why we're calling. The reason why we're calling is, CeCe, tell Sean Showtime Smith why we're calling him tonight.
Well, Sean, the reason we're calling is because congratulations, you are the Carnac Florida Dirt Driver of the Year.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations.
Cool. Thank you.
What do you think about that, Sean? Showtime?
That's pretty cool, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, your nice little plaque and your letter and your check. No, not your check. Your your nice little plaque and your letter is it will be in the mail here in a day or two.
That sounds good. Thank you.
One thing you can expect is to see your picture and the news about this on the site. We're going to have the asphalt driver and yourself as the dirt driver and promoter of the year, who's not Ken Kenny. He didn't quite make it, even though he did good with getting this series going. But there's always next year.
Sean, you had a tremendous year, and you were in the news a lot.
Thank you. Well, hopefully this year will be just as good.
And you know, another thing. Go ahead.
I said we got big plans this year, so hopefully this year will be just as good.
And another thing you did that I admire is that, you know, you got some media out about yourself, and that's important.
I gotta. This stuff ain't cheap. Everybody knows that, so you got to do everything you can to try to attract some help. So that's the only way you're going to get noticed is if you get your name out there.
Well, you know, another way you get noticed is to go out there and win a bunch of races and win a championship and. Those kind of things are what open the media's eyes to guys like yourself. I know I was excited to hear when I came in. They didn't tell me this news, Sean. They didn't tell me this news because they knew I wouldn't be able to keep it quiet. So I found this out when I came in today. So, you know, I was fired up about that. So what about this second car that you're building? Did you get it done yet?
No, it's actually at the powder coat shop right now. We had the racing season just... There is no off season anymore, it seems like, so things came at us pretty fast, so we're having to get the car we were running ready to go to Brunswick for these first four nights, and then actually five nights. So we had to put that one on the back burner until next week and the week after, and then we'll finish getting it together then.
So you think you're going to have your new one ready for the opener at Ocala Speedway?
That's the plan. I'm really looking forward to that deal. I was actually up there the week before last, and walked the racetrack with Mike Peters, and, man, that deal is going to be something up there. I mean, I can't wait.
All right, well, get that other car running and keep that second one running good because I know somebody might want to drive it.
Yeah, and I think you're talking to him right over there.
I mean, you see all this? You see Wayne Anderson and Mike Bresnahan are going dirt. I haven't come out with the news yet, but I've just been waiting on you to call me.
Okay.
You'll make his day, Sean.
Hey, Sean knows I can wheel it now. Sean knows I can wheel it.
I can remember.
Oh, hey, there's no doubt you can wheel it.
I can remember when he first started the old Sunshine Speedway street stock and figure eight days.
Oh, man.
I can also remember the first time he attempted to run at Lakeland at USA International Speedway, and what a sight that was.
No, that
really?
Was actually.
Do you have some really interesting stories you can share with us?
I didn't crash there.
No, he didn't crash, but we all had bets going that he was going to.
Yeah, it was tough, man. The first time I raced.
Lucky the motor blew up in practice before he actually got there. Yeah.
I did get to race there a few times, though. I got somebody to give me a motor, actually, so I could go race. But yeah, Sean's been around since the early days of racing, since the street stock days, and I've watched him grow up, and now he's actually a pretty dang good race car driver.
I've been around for a while. I haven't been driving but just a couple of years, but I've been around, you know, paying my dues, working on everybody's stuff.
Yeah.
Now
he worked on my car.
Opportunities myself.
He's worked on my car and he's told me how to drive it many times.
And what are your big plans for 2008?
Obviously the King Kenny United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series,
mm-hmm.
and the National Late Model Series. We're going to try to do both series. And as many Friday nights at Ocala and Saturday nights at Volusia or East Bay or Lake City or New Hendry, wherever they're racing. Anywhere
All right.
we can go.
Well, that sounds good, Sean. Sounds like you got a 2008 full. We got to go. We'll get your plaque out to you. You'll be hearing from Jack, and congratulations, bud.
All right, thank you.
Look forward to seeing you out on the dirt track.
All right, appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
I think he's a happy camper.